Blog Talk Radio.
Top of the morning, gotta get up, get going. You've been moving in slow motion, and that headache got you groaning. I got that Alka-Seltzer hangover relief, oh my hangover is over. Ain't nobody ain't come back on my feet. Put your hands up and sing along with me like blah blah this is. Think of this thing I did. Blah blah this is. What a relief it is. What a relief it is. I can go handle my beat. What a relief it is. Got Alka-Seltzer hangover relief.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yeah.
Mars Viva.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings and salutations, friends and family. This is your favorite super realtor and host for All in One, Alicia Levon. We are on air now, live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope everybody's doing okay. Today is a show about derelict tenants and what you guys think I should do. So this is really important to me right now. It's something that I'm, you know, moving through, and I'm hoping that I can get some callers in and some people with some, you know, experience on this. Because as you guys know, I'm a realtor, so at the end of the day, we got to talk, you know, business and houses and buying and selling. But one thing that we don't talk about is these problem tenants. So I got a special guest coming on tonight who's a public figure, an entertainment manager. And I'm hoping that, you know, between my special guest and my callers, my friends and family, you know, we can get some good advice for myself and other people. I hope y'all get something from it. So, I guess let me explain a little bit while we wait for my very special guest to hop on the line. I love real estate. Everybody knows that I like real estate. I like what I do. I have a passion for it. I love to help people, more importantly. And one of the things about being a realtor is you help people with a major their life. You know, buying a home is one of the most important decisions that someone is going to make in their lifetime. So to have a really good realtor walk you through this very important step in your life is super important. And, you know, if you bought a house, I'd love for you to call in. If you are about to buy a house, if you're thinking about buying a house, I'd love to hear from you. Because, you know, somebody needs to know this. It's a very difficult thing to do as well, you know, between all the different steps that you have to go through, all different hoops you have to jump through. So one of the things, though, buy a house, people that can't qualify, people that don't actually deserve to buy a home, people that are irresponsible, you know, fortunately, you would think home ownership is the American dream and it's something that everybody would want to achieve, but some people don't necessarily have that mind frame, and I'm hoping that some people will call in and give me some ideas as to why. So very recently, how it started was, you know, I get tons of people calling in, you know, asking for help with finding a property or renting a property. And the first thing as a realtor is we have to ask these necessary questions to qualify those people. So one of my questions are, what's your credit score? You know, where do you work? How long have you been on your job? You know, those type of standard things that you would ask. Typically, when somebody says, oh, I don't have 100, you know, there's not really much I could do. It's not hard to get a 600 credit score. I know some people might think it is, but it's very, if you read or you ask a realtor, you can get a 600 credit score. It's like really very minimal, like a phone bill, a couple of things, pay your bills on time. It's not hard to get a 600. So when they're not in the 600, and sometimes I think a 580 is the lowest that somebody will take you for a loan or an apartment. So 580. So we're talking 580. 580 isn't that hard to get. I remember when I wasn't a 580, I was lower. I remember times where I was above a 700. It doesn't. It's all, you can be all over the place. But now I learn how to strategize, you know, my bills and everything so that I can maintain this medium credit score. But again, a good realtor will be able to help you with that stuff. So I had a tenant. I had somebody come to me. My son came to me. I have a friend, you know this friend, we used to live near this person, remember this guy. I saw this great, you know, yeah, he just had a baby. And him and his baby's mama, his baby's mama needed a place to stay. They had gotten, the baby's mama's mama had gotten evicted from her Section 8 property, and they got kicked out. So she needed the baby to play score. What's this? What's that? You know, I'm asking the questions. They have no credit. They have literally minimal work history. They have not even a whole lot of money. Like, I don't know, apparently they got some money from unemployment or PPP or whatever was going on, you know, at the time, last year or whatever that everybody was getting. They had some money that they, you know, didn't really earn. And I couldn't find anything. Nobody wanted to take these people with this application of no real employment, no, you know, credit. And I said, you know what? I had a place that I had been renting, but I had decided, you know, for different reasons, there was like some mold or something in the basement. There was like a couple things that I didn't want to stay there for. And it, I didn't like the area. It was an area that was like not great, but not horrible. I didn't want to stay there, whatever it was. I didn't feel comfortable. So I ended up buying another house. I bought a house. And I still had this, like, you know, lease because, you know, I requested these people let me out of my lease. And they were like, no, we can't let you out of your lease. You know, nobody wants to lose money. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I had let these people sublet for me when I should not have. So, hey, listen, I can't find nowhere for you guys. But listen, you are my son's friend. I know you from back when. You know, I met your mom, your dad. Everybody's cool, whatever. You know, back in the day, back in my days, you know, when I was like a young buck and I was, you know, a little less fortunate, you know, financially or, you know, qualified. You know, I wasn't a realtor back then. So, you know, it was a different time. Basically, these people got in the place. They get into an argument, whatever be the case. She caught him cheating, whatever it was. Her and her brother kicked him out of my place. And she kicked him out, and then I had a conversation, and then she refused to move. So here I am. I don't even know you like that. You know, you're not the person that I was doing this for in the beginning. You refuse to move, and I'm stuck because I can't put you anywhere else. Like, I tried to shop the application, even her taking over the lease from me, and she couldn't do it because she wasn't qualified. And basically said I have to take her to court. And I'm trying to figure out, I mean, you know, there's a couple of different ways you can go about it. Obviously, I'm going to either have to just let her, you know, stay there, pay the bills, pay everything, or try to get her out. But how can I do that? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's pretty much my story. I'm dealing with some ignorant people, and I need some help. So we're going to do a track by DJ Legend Brother O, and then I'm going to hope that my guest can come in and have some conversations and help me out with this too, and maybe take some callers. DJ Legend Brother O, give us a track.
Quick my whistle.
I'm
And we are back. This is your host, Alicia Levon, WBNN, on air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133, and please press 1 to join the conversation. I need some advice here. But luckily for me and everyone listening, I have my special guest that I was telling you guys about. He is a public figure. He is an entertainment manager. And he was recently on the news, which I thought was very impressive. And maybe he could tell you a little bit about that when he gets on. Dame, are you in the building?
I am. Hello.
Yay. Thank you so much for taking time out, you know, to be on my show. I know you're super
busy. Problem.
I know you're super busy.
I am. But I have to be here for you, of course.
Wow. That is awesome. I feel so special. So, as I was saying, you were recently known as Glenn Toomer, right? Weren't you on the news talking about the Phillies?
Yeah.
So, what channel was that?
Yeah, that thing kind of went viral, right? Like by accident.
Yeah. So if anybody's listening, what channel was that, the news?
Well, yeah, it was Fox.
Fox News.
Fox,
so if anybody is listening and they were watching Fox News and they're Philly fans and you know what the word gatheration means, then you know who is my special caller, because he pretty much went viral from that news clip. So I thought that was pretty awesome. And he took the time out to be on my little old radio show today. So basically, what I've been talking about, if you were listening in, you know, I'm a realtor. I'm the, you know, I call myself Philly's number one super realtor. I talk a lot about on my show about, you know, business and real estate and the market and where's trending and interest rates and things like that. But one thing I've never, ever, ever talked about, because I hadn't really experienced it for myself as a realtor and a landlord, was corporate tenants. So if you were listening, you know, I gave a little story about, you know, a situation where, you know, I had some tenants, or some people who didn't have a good credit score, who weren't able to qualify on their own for a rental. They definitely weren't ready to buy. The mortgage company is not even playing games. And I'm going to be honest, if some realtors are listening, these are some of the reasons why realtors don't even bother with rentals. Because it's, at the end of the day, it's not worth it. And I think that I'm leaning more towards, you know, hiring like an assistant or something that can handle rentals where I won't even, like, deal with it anymore. So I was explaining to everybody, all my callers, about, you know, my situation and tenants that are poor tenants and they won't leave a property that I gave them. I tried to help them out, gave them a chance, and they won't leave the property. So being as though, you know, you're in the entertainment industry, you know a lot about, you know, contracts and things like that. Do you think that you have an opinion on what's going on?
As far as people squat, it sounds like they're squatters.
Yes, I would say that at this point. Yes, I would say that. Have you ever had any experiences like this? Do you know, like, what do you think? Like, being as though, you know, you're a social person. You want to help people. You've done things. You've got artists. You've got things going on for yourself, which will, you know, highlight those things to you, so people know where to find you at. But what do you think are some of the things, I guess I would say, some of the cons about managing? Because this is essentially managing, which you know something a lot about.
What?
So what do you think, you know? Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I was just asking, you know, what do you think are some of the ways to manage a bad tenant, a poor tenant? Like, how do you, what do you suggest? Because, I mean, clearly the nice road is not really working for me.
It's kind of crazy because, believe it or not.
Hold on, Damon, hold on. You know, we're on a radio program now. I don't know if you're driving or whatever. Pull over. You got a lot of noise in the background. You know what I mean? You know, this is an interview. And we want to make sure that we have a quiet area for you to talk. Okay? Let's get that together. All right. Thank you.
Damon, are you with me?
I'm with you.
So can you tell
me I'm actually not driving. I'm actually sitting in the parking lot because my car, my phone was about to die. I was actually somewhere. I ran out to do the interview.
I'm
not driving. Just my seatbelt, it's kind of broke, so I'm not driving.
You don't have to explain that. It's hard. Yeah. I appreciate that. It's just, you know, it's hard to hear when, you know, in the background. And I'm guilty of it, too.
I have the car on because I had to charge the phone. Sorry about that, but I guess I can phone off. Cut the car off for a little bit. Hopefully the phone don't die.
No, I mean,
it's kind of weird because, you know, even in a contract, in a music contract, the artists have rights too, even though the contract might say something. Like, squatters actually have rights. So it could be a process of getting out of the either contract or lease. You know what I mean?
For sure. I know. So that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't say it's a contract like you mentioned before. It's a squatter. So as a manager, I'm just wondering, like, because it's essentially kind of similar. Like, I have to delegate things to people, and I have to make things happen behind the scenes when other things won't. So I'm just trying to figure out which route that I can go, and I was hoping that, you know, between you and some of my callers and my friends and family that are listening, you know, I could get some advice on what to do with problem tenants, and then hopefully it will help some other realtors or other people who might be interested in getting into real estate to, you know, have some ideas about what to do and what not to do. If it's my opinion, I would tell people not to help people out as far as not to try to help people out as far as, like, people that's not qualified, because at this point, send those people to a shelter or put them at the level that they're at is nothing you could do, because what you will do is you will end up damaging yourself in your own career. So that's pretty much what I'm trying to figure out, like, what happens next in this situation.
Yeah. I don't know, Alicia. That's a tough one.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe we can take a caller. Do we have any callers in the queue, DJ Legend Brother O?
Yes, we do, and we're going to bring them on right now. Caller number one, you're live right now. We're all in one right here at WBNN.
Hello?
Hi, yes. Caller, please talk to us. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
My name is Yasheen V. I'm calling from New York City.
Nice.
I was listening to the show and listening to, like, what your problem is with, well, in New York, they, when it comes to that, like, contracts and squatters, that's like a whole hustle up here. I don't know if it's other places, but up here it's a hustle. People will find an abandoned property, look for it, and squat. And then after a while, they could actually go and claim the property. I know people who've actually done that and actually gained houses like that. Like free houses. Free.
Wow.
You just find an abandoned property, been there forever, nobody's claiming it. City wants it, you go, you squat. They can prove that they live there. You can't legally kick them out. Nobody cares because there has no landlord. Then they go and they get the paperwork and they get the houses and now it's a free house.
Wow. That is super scary. Mm-hmm. I will say.
Yes.
I will say that's scary. In my opinion,
when it comes to living on a property, it's rough. Yeah, getting people out is rough.
That's the
In my situation, there is a landlord on the property, so the scenario is a little bit different, which makes me feel better now that you said that, because at least this isn't an abandoned property. This isn't something that, like, this is something that I currently have a lease on. So at this point, I'm just trying to figure out, like, am I going to coexist with this derelict tenant or this problem person, or am I going to find a way to be able to push her out the door? I think for me, the good thing about
for
me,
door.
Yeah. So that's my
eventually.
Question. Like,
yeah, but it's going to be a while. You have to. It's going to be a court process, and then sheriff warrant. They have to get a sheriff removal. You know what I'm saying? And then that's how basically it has to be a warrant of removal sent. But that could be stuff like that. I know in the state of New Jersey and New York, that could be up to 6 months.
Wow. Yeah. See,
yeah.
So I don't know that I have 6 months, but I mean, I do feel better knowing that I do have a lease on the property, so I do have legal tenancy to be there myself. That's not really what I wanted to do, but it's good to know that, you know, hey, you know, if you need a place to stay, you know, anybody need a place to stay temporarily, how about all of y'all come stay with us, me and this problem tenant? So just spread the word to everybody. Call me if you need a place. Just joking. No, I can't do that. But I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much for your opinion. And right now we're going to play another track by DJ Legend Brother O. DJ.
Excuse me, madam. You're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So
Thank you.
All right, guys. Now, of course, you know, we're live out of Lagos, Nigeria. And call in 516-453-9133. You know, just press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by the boys at Ngozi Tahan Multimedia. Now, Alicia, if you're there, you know, I'm going to bring on the second caller. If not, I'm going to interview the second caller. And
this
I think
is
I'll
your host, Levon.
There she is.
Hey, yo. Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where me and my baby moms is coming through to put you out like Stanley and Helen Roper out here. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? How's everyone this evening?
Hello, hello. We are doing wonderful. We are doing good. Thank you so much for calling in. We don't want to – who I need right now is your baby mom. That's who I need. You and your
baby moms
to get tennis out.
So check this out, right? So check this out. I have a few tactics that I've been a witness to where, you know, you have tenant. They get in there, and they might not want to come up out the money, but they in there. You can't really put them out because you did this and that, technicalities, this, that. What happens is this. If this is your property, of course you got keys to this property. So if you got keys to this property, that means there's locks to this property. If you got keys to the property, that means you can change the locks to this property. You know what I'm saying? Where it could play, it becomes a game of tic-tac-toe, connect four with Oreos, whatever you want to do. Play checkers with New York patties, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? If they want to play tricks, you play tricks along with them. Where why you got your keys, right? You if you're the landlord, you got to take care of things like the water heater, the heat system, duct systems, and things like that, things that they don't take care of. But mysteriously, things will go wrong. You know what I'm saying? When you're the landlord, you feel me? Where if you want to come back and open the door, I'm going to come back and lock the door on you. If you want to open the window, I'm going to come lock the window. If you want to turn your heat off, turn your heat on, I'm going to come turn your heat off. It's going to be like you're going to feel like you're in, what's the movie? Some of that spook ball stuff when they play on the Shudder channel. You understand?
So
you know what I'm saying? So why, in the meantime, while you got the court systems playing around and put half-stepping like they Big Daddy Kane with eyebrows getting shaped up, you know what I'm saying? You know, ain't no half-stepping. So what I'm saying is what you got to do is this. Get old Roxanne Shine Pay on their ass, and then take your keys, and get the chain to change the locks on them. That's the first step. Where if they coming in and out of there, they gonna mysteriously not be able to get in there one day.
Yeah.
Who they gotta call? I guess they gotta call Lockbusters. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where if you don't get out yourself, we will remove you manually, straight out the window. Check your satellites.
Appreciate you. I needed that advice. I needed it. And that's the part that I didn't really want to say. You know, I was waiting for somebody else to say it. You know, because again, we went into this thing where we supposed to try to help somebody out. The fact that I just got traded on like that after I'm trying to help somebody do somebody a solid and I didn't have to was not cool. Like that was like sad to me. So, you know, yeah, I appreciate, you know, somebody mentioning that too. Like you don't have to be nice all the time. Like you don't have to, you know, save somebody, you know, they got that, you know, that saying, you know, Captain Save a Ho kind of thing, you know, I excuse my language on the air, but I didn't have to save nobody, you know, and I tried, and I think that is, you know, one of my faults where from now on, unfortunately, I had to be very, very selective and trustworthy who I help because everybody who knows me,
you know, one of the things that my grandmother says about, you know, me and my situation, she's like, you always letting people live with you. You always helping people out. Like, you don't have nobody to help you out. You always, you know, give people your money and, you know, stuff like that. These are the things that she says. And she's older, so I just talk to her, oh, grandma, you know, you just old and, you know, you set in your ways or whatever, you know, excuse that I give so that I can let people live with me. I let my best friend live with me, who's no longer my best friend. I let friends live with me, close friends live with me, and later on they, you know, burnt me for something, some money, or they didn't come and support me in something that I'm doing, you know. And then I had people that lived with me, too, that helped out. I had one cousin come live with me and her three kids. You know, she went through something with her kid's father, and she fell on a situation where she like, I don't know what to do. I mean, I had a house at the time. I'm like, come stay here. It'll be tough, but, you know, I could switch my kids into one room. You could put your kids into another room. And we was piled up. It was a three-bedroom house with a finished basement. And he took the basement, you know. So, I mean, we made it work, you know. And that was a good situation. She helped me out financially. She was able to, you know, pay half the bills and all that kind of stuff. So it was easier for me financially. And it was easier for her because now she got her place. I got a key to her place. She got a nice place up King of Prussia, you know, nice furniture, everything. I have a key to her place now. So something like that is worth it. But then the something where, you know, you let somebody stay with you, like kind of like this situation, and then now they don't got nowhere to go. So they like F you and what you did for me, you know. Like it could have went a whole different way, but you got to be careful who you let in. And that's what I'm learning right now. So shout out to my grandmother for giving me that information, and I had to learn the hard way. But we're going to do the next track by DJ Legend Brother O, and let's go with it. Let's see where we at.
Love.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back. Thank you so much. Favorite DJ, legend brother O. He always plays what I like to hear. So welcome back, everybody. WBNN on air live now. Dial in 516-453-9133. Unfortunately, my super wonderful public figure and entertainment manager host, Mr. Dame, a.k.a. Glenn Toomer, unfortunately had to go a little bit early from this show. So, you know, I'm sad to see you go, Dame. Thank you so much for, you know, calling in for the very brief period that we did have you. And giving your opinion on what was going on and being my special guest for this lovely show about terrible tenants. Well, a bonus for us is we have caller three in the queue. So, so far we have some great callers. Let's get caller three in here. What's your name? Where are you calling from, caller three?
Hello, this is Tiana Speaks, and I'm calling from Jersey. I have a few things that I want to say, and I'm actually a host. Intern host on this wonderful network. There's something I want to say to you, and I hope that it resonates, you know, with you when I say this. I've been listening from the beginning. You know, I'm really busy right now, but I wanted to call in and support your show, you know. I heard you say something, you know, when you thanked your guests, and you said, I don't know your words verbatim, but I know you did say, thank you for, you know, basically taking the time to come on my little show. Now, I want to say no show on WBNN is little because we have 10 million listeners. I understand what you meant, but every guest, big or small, has a great opportunity for exposure. If you are on here, it's for a reason. So I want you to own that, you know. You can be on top, but that does not mean that you're at the top of the mountain. You have to have the top of the mountain mentality. And I was looking forward to more interaction from your guests. If you don't know, I'm the COO of Phantom Music, you know, which is a record label of the 2-time Grammy-nominated producer Haj G from the UMC, a.k.a. Phantom of the Beat. He produced the song Majestic by Lil' Kim and 50 Cent. And not only that, I am the COO of DiBernardo Productions. I know my actions are reflective of both of these companies, you know, and I understand you told me that your guest isn't here. I appreciate the time you took, but I want to say, you know, when we have these people on, they also, regardless of what they think, they have to also show us some respect. Because when I was listening, you know, I'm listening to the horn, I'm listening to them beat the horn, I'm listening to the seatbelt and things like that. This is why, like, when people call in, my friends try to support me the times that I've been a co-host. And I say, listen, if you can't be quiet, please don't press that one. You know, and I've had people who absolutely support me but can't press that one because they have a child that is always crying in the background or something, you know. And I'm only saying that because his performance with you was reflective of your show. And I'm not saying that you know, it just happens that way. And I just don't want that to happen for you because you have a lot to talk about. You know what I mean? But I also want to give you, you know, advice as far as tenants. I have a good heart. Nobody knows this, and I was going to talk about this, you know, on December 1st, you know, when I do my show. I was homeless at one point. I didn't get evicted. It was just unfortunate set of circumstances that I was dealt as a teenager, and I carried everything that I owned with me. I walked miles and miles to work. This is no joke, you know. So I have a sympathetic heart for people who are, you know, homeless, you know, or – you know, if I was a landlord, I'd be very sympathetic. But at the end of the day, business is business. So it's hard to balance those, and I understand how your heart is, you know, but this is what you do. This is my opinion. I'm not a realtor, so I want to make that clear. But I'm going to speak about something in one of the companies that I deal with. You know, one of my CEOs, you know, had, and I don't want to get into too much detail because I don't know if they would, you know, appreciate me going and speaking about it totally, but I'm just going to speak about it, like, you know, in a general sense. There was someone very close to one of the CEOs, and we deal with a lot of people in the entertainment industry who are well-known. When you are dealing with people, you have to be professional. You can't be fangirling and fanboying. You know, you have to be professional. So there's a person that did certain things that were reflective of our company because of the way they were. I specifically said, you know, and this was going on before I was even the COO. So I said, listen, this is your friend. You need this contract. You need this contract. I constructed it myself, 10 pages. I made sure that was solid. So anything that they did was definitely taken care of in that contract in 10 pages. It took me about 2 weeks to write this contract, but we did it. And these two people were very, very close to each other. Business is business, and even me being, you know, brother O and I, you know, we speak on a regular basis. At the end of the day, I know my actions and what I do is reflective of him. And whatever, he's not going to be lenient on me just because we're cool, and I respect that because this man, you know what I mean, he pays for this time that we're all on here for free. You know, it's not free for him. You know, I don't know if a lot of people realize that. So I want any time, like, when you have something to, you know, like a guest, I want your magic that you have in you to shine. And I understand, like, maybe this person wasn't aware and it's a one-time thing, but this is something that I would do, let my guests know ahead of time. Like, hey, you have to be in a quiet environment, you know, please don't. You know, I know he wasn't driving. He said he wasn't driving, but, you know, some people don't realize this maybe when they're not on the air that everything translates, you know what I mean? So I just want to say that, I hope that you'll be able to listen on December 1st. And I'm really coming from a good place when I say this. I don't know how you're going to take this, but I'm always a person that speaks my truth, you know, because I love WBNN. So my show is on December 1st, and it, you know, of course, 9:30, and my special guest, and it's funny that Clev said this, but it's actually the wife of Kango Kid, you know, and I'm going to be talking about, you know, truth, pain, manipulation, and validation. And I hope that whatever issues you have later on, that, you know, doing that contract in the beginning, and even if you have to modify your contract to say what happens in the event of this person doesn't pay or this person vandalizes your property. Because my family, one side of my family, you know, purchased a lot of properties, you know, and we actually, well, I don't say we because I'm not involved in it, but the son of this family member is actually like the manager of one of the properties. And there was a person on the third floor who they were trying to get out and they couldn't get him out. Luckily for them, he ended up going to jail because he was doing a lot of illegal activity. So it was easy for them, you know, but not everybody's going to have that thing. But in the lease, they put if any illegal activity is done, it's an automatic eviction, you know. So at the end of the day, maybe there's a period of time if you want to, if it's somebody personal to you, you know, you can put in there a specific amount of time, you know, according to the law of Pennsylvania. You know, Jersey, different laws. Like when I do contracts, you know, my companies that I do for are based out of New York, so I know I have to go with New York law, and I'm in Jersey. So, you know, no one taught me how to do this. I taught myself. But I hope that you don't come into these problems. Don't feel bad because you had a heart and you wanted to help somebody. I've been there plenty of times, but just let that be a lesson moving forward to just make sure those contracts are solid. Think of, and when I do contracts for these companies, I think of every possible thing I can that could go wrong. What could somebody do, even if they're close to the company? What could you do that could absolutely ruin a reputation of this? And I'm going to put it in that contract. I don't care who you are. At the end of the day, my job is to make sure that I protect, you know, the company. So that's what I'm going to do. I treat things if it's my own. And I think as hosts, like, we have to treat, like, even though we don't own WBNN, we are a part of it, and we all should stick together. You know what I mean? So the only reason why I'm saying this, I want your magic to shine. So I hope that you take my message for the way it's intended, and I appreciate, you know, all the things and everything you've said. And I'm Tiana Speaks. And hopefully you will listen to my show on December 1st.
Wow. You know, that, thank you so much, Sister Tiana, for, you know, saying that. And you definitely will have me listening. And like you said, the wife of Kango Kid, you know, I heard what you were saying. Everything that you said was very helpful and very motivating and empowering for you to say, you know, that, like you said, I mentioned my show was a little show, like he was bigger than me. And I actually did give my caller a week's notice. And unfortunately, for some reason, I don't know what happened. I also called him an hour prior to the show to let him know that he had to go in a quiet place. And
that we would be on air, you know, at 9:30 to call in a little bit early. So I'm not really sure what happened on that. And this is the first time, once again, so the first time I have, you know, these tenants, these problem tenants, and this is the first time I had a problem guest on my show as well, because I've had some very, very good shows, in my opinion, in the past, and, you know, we made it work through any technicalities. So that's unfortunate that we didn't get to hear much more from Dane. You know, he does have a music company, and it would have been nice to hear maybe some of his artists, what they're doing now, and you know, how he's making an impact in the music industry. But maybe for another time, you know, that that happens to me. But I appreciate you so much for saying that. You really uplifted me, and I definitely want to support your show in December, and hear what the wife of Kango Kid has to say, because he was a legend. Let's just have another track by DJ Legend Brother O so we can reset. Thank you.
Would someone please hang that phone up?
Thank you, DJ Legend Brother O, my favorite DJ, of course, of course. So you guys are back. This is WBNN. You're on air now, live from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation with your super realtor host for tonight of All in One, Alicia Levine. So far, we had a good show. We had a special guest who was with us for a brief period of time, Mr. Dame. He had to go. And then we had quite a few callers calling in tonight, giving me such wonderful and uplifting advice about what I can do in my situation. Since we don't have a special host today, let's just keep coming with the callers. Caller number 4, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. My tribal name is Horny Cartoon. My pen and stage name is Master Tar Magic Man Haru. I'm just going to say I'm from Mission Planet Earth right about now. I've been traveling for such a long, long time, but I'm enjoying tonight's show. How are you doing?
Hello, hello, brother. Thank you so much for calling in. I am doing well. Thank you for asking. I'm feeling better now after, getting a lot of good advice from the callers about my current dilemma. Everything's good so far.
Well, it's all good. The best thing about us here at BNN, we all family here, so we got you covered. So you ain't got to worry.
I appreciate everybody coming through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely come through. Let me say something right quick. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for being to this world, especially when you're dealing with ancient peoples, original people that this entire planet, and to see how far we fell. Now, this is key when a lot of people wonder, how did we survive? How did we get over back then when before we integrated, when things were segregated? It was ones like yourself that had real estate, right? and that was willing, able, and ready to share that. What I want to say to you, please don't get burnt. Don't lose heart because of what happened with someone moving in and they're trying to take advantage. Also, I want to say we got to rally around people like you and get these people out of there. That's dead weight. Ain't nothing in this world. Everything costs, right? But what I'm saying is because you was willing, able, and ready to open your door, but that type of person, that person definitely need to get evicted if they're not doing you right. Right? Because right is right and wrong is wrong. But the main thing what I want to emphasize right now is when people wonder how do we survive and how do we how do we get over, like that old gospel song, it's because of things like that. And people who was able to open up their door for family. I grew up, during a time, even though I had family on my mother's side and family on my father's side, but what I mean with all the challenges and stuff that we face right now is that's one of the things that we lost and we got away from. And I feel like you're planting the seed of good faith by coming here and sharing the impact of ownership again, because that's exactly what it's about. I know other people might want to call, so I don't want to hold a lot of time, but I want to say, look, a lot of us have certain assignments that either we know or we later on find out as we continue to grow on why we're here, right? Because what I don't have, you may have, and what we don't have, another person amongst us is going to have it. That's the way All in All has designed it for us to do that. And part of my purpose, I don't know if you're trying to see the interview today. Thank you so much for the woman of God, the brilliant, beautiful commissioner, Ashley, blessed me with my night interview. I'm the host of We Will Away You. My show was on last night where I spoke about there's a fork in the road, white privilege on one side, black ignorance on the other side. Which way would you go? Which way are you going to turn? So anyway, I just wanted to make sure that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you got an overwhelming support system here at our great. Okay?
Right.
So I'm going to put
it
on pause to the rest of your show.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate that. I appreciate it. It makes me feel so empowered that, I had a small setback, a minor setback, and, everybody is really pulling together and calling in to support my show. It makes me feel like keep going on. It makes me feel like, I could do better. I do appreciate everybody, calling in to support and giving their opinion about what I'm going through. I almost feel emotional, with so many people calling in. So I think we got caller number five in queue. Thank you.
That's
thank
okay.
you so much.
That's okay. It's okay. Before the caller come on, Hoover is always trying to, level me, in some situations. He brought up, the great song, How We Got Over. You stop playing me, Hoonie. We're going to bring the next caller on after this. Hoonie be playing too much, Alicia. He on the weak answers, right? He be playing too much. Let's go.
legend Brother O is taking us to church tonight. I'm not going to tell y'all how I started out singing in the Sunday choir at Children's Church. So that was just a flashback for me. Shout out to my grandma Ezo. Her birthday is today, actually. And she passed away over 20 years ago and raised me in the church and made me go to Sunday school and made me sing gospel songs. So that was a treat, DJ Legend Brother O. So I have another caller. I appreciate everybody calling in. Let's call it number 5. What's your name? Where are you from?
Good evening. I'm named Tonya Bass, and I'm from Philadelphia. And I was listening to the accolades that Brother Hooney gave you, and it seemed as if you pretty much know what it takes to remain, you know, adamant about taking care of whatever it took for you to continue to go forward with life. And instead of taking the bitter road, which is the road that will hold you back, you took the bull by the horns and you continued on and did it with grace. So with that being said, I hope you keep up the good work. Not everybody can master that. And I just wanted to let you know that you did a very good job. So with that being said, I hope you have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving. Some people say, well, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I would just tell them, well, just come by for dinner. And believe me, that may change your attitude. So you take care of yourself, and you have a great holiday, hon.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and happy holidays, and happy Thanksgiving to you, too. You know, I appreciate all the encouragement. And, you know, like I said, it makes me feel like, you know, I wasn't, you know, so wrong for trying to do a favor for somebody, because I read a meme today, actually, it was. It said, your childhood sucked if you didn't have one of your cousins living with you at some point in period in time. And for that, I felt like it hit close to home for me because, you know, as I was growing up, my grandparents mostly raised me as a child, you know, along with my cousins who were more like, you know, siblings because we lived together. And the same thing with my kids growing up. At one point in time, you know, we had people living with us, and some people were trying to make you feel bad for it. But at the end of the day, I'm grateful that I had those experiences, and I do feel better talking to everybody knowing that I did do something good for somebody who otherwise may have been in the street during that period of time. And it's a shame that, you know, myself and these young people could not have continued a relationship, and I could have been a mentor to help them continue their real estate journey and to, you know, eventually become homeowners now, you know, with everything and me feeling unappreciated. Unfortunately, it may go, you know, into a negative way. But at the end of the day, I live my life. I did right by people, and I'm going to continue to be blessed because of it. I had to, you know, make that decision to move on. So, you know, those are my final thoughts. You know, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful, you know, for the people that do, you know, understand where I'm coming from and that do have my back and that support me. Thank you for my WBN family. Who came through today on my show. This was a true example of what it feels like to be a part of a team, to be a part of a movement. You know, this was a good example tonight. And, you know, I appreciate that. And, I can't say it enough. So I'm going to just go with that. This is my final thoughts. WBNN. DJ Legend Brother O, and then goes your time. Take it away.
All right. Wow. Beautiful show. Beautiful show tonight, Alicia. And Brother Hooney, Brother O said, you have to stop playing with him. But I love that. The Queen of Soul, how I got over. And I'm sure a lot of us can relate to that song. You know, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. My Lord, I love that. I love that. I love that. Thank you, Brother O, for the music tonight. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi underscore time and Ola Dele Mulewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Mulewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now stay tuned for News Forum, Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And News Forum this Sunday night, of course, I am your host and anchor, and this Sunday, the topic will be the wrongful impeachment of District Attorney Larry Krasner. He was impeached, everybody, this past week, and, you know, it's such a shame. So we're going to talk about that on Sunday, and we're going to hear from D.A. Krasner and some of his supporters, a few state representatives and council people, and people from different organizations calling in support of Larry Krasner. So make sure you tune in Sunday night. And now we're going to go and take it right back to our host tonight, Alicia Levon.
Wow, wow. That was an amazing surprise. That was a wonderful, beautiful surprise to have the commissioner come on here and, you know, with those remarks on my show. I feel so important today, you know, with such a few technical difficulties. But again, I'm just closing out right now, final remarks. You know, I think it's been a good show. I appreciate all the support. I just want everybody to have a good night. DJ Legend Brother O, do you have any final remarks? And then I'll see you next time. Guys.
Too good to waste.